CHNS Halifax, Dartmouth. 37 degrees and foggy. Dave Innes, CHNS News at 1 o'clock. Nova Scotians go to the polls Tuesday to elect the new government. A record 144 candidates, including 8 women, will be contesting the 46 seats in the provincial legislature. The Liberals, Progressive Conservatives, and New Democrats have all entered full slates of 46 candidates, and there are 6 independent candidates. The Liberal Party, under Premier Gerald Regan, is seeking a second term in office after deposing the Conservatives in 1970. Conservative leader John Buchanan is fighting his first provincial election since he took over the leadership from G.I. Smith in 1971. The New Democrats are led by Jeremy Akerman. At Disillusion, the Liberals had 25 seats, the Conservatives 18, the NDP 2, and there was 1 vacancy. The federal government is reported to have delivered a secret note to American officials in an effort to keep oil tankers away from the British Columbia coast. The External Affairs Department has declined comment on the note, but it's believed to contain a 5-point plan aimed at averting and controlling oil spills. Officials of a Canadian airline will visit 3 Maine communities today and Tuesday in an effort to obtain a proposed new air route between Halifax and Montreal, with stops in Bangor and Portland. The proposed route has not been formally approved yet by the United States. When both the U.S. and Canada approve the route, the Canadian government will designate an air carrier to service it. U.S. Civil Aeronautics Board approval will also be required. Officials of Eastern Provincial Airways, one of 3 airlines competing for the route, will arrive in Augusta, Maine today, where they will be welcomed by Governor Kenneth Curtis. The officials will be in Portland tonight, where they will meet with city officials, business leaders, airport officials, travel agents, and resort operators. On Tuesday, the 2 will hold similar meetings in Bangor. Prince Edward Island dairy officials are scheduled to meet with Federal Agriculture Department officials in Ottawa tomorrow to seek permission to raise milk prices on the island. A spokesman for the Prince Edward Island Milk Board would not reveal how much of an increase is needed. The current price for a quart of homogenized milk is 44 cents. Earl Adams, secretary of the PEI Milk Board, said earlier this month an increase is needed because on September 28th, producers were only breaking even and costs have risen since then. Agreement is reported near in the strike by Seafarers International Union along the Great Lakes shipping route. Labor Minister John Monroe, who has been meeting with negotiators, says only a small matter is holding back agreement. The 3,700 workers could tie up 90% of the lake shipping if the strike continues. 5 people have been killed in weekend violence in Northern Ireland, and military and police chiefs took part in top-level security talks in Belfast yesterday. Prime Minister Harold Wilson is scheduled to meet with his ministers from Northern Ireland today. Amid reports, the number of British troops in Northern Ireland will be cut. The marine weather, winds remained gale force over eastern waters this evening, while elsewhere they ranged from light to moderate. Visibilities were poor in rain, mist, and fog over southern waters and in snow or freezing rain over northern waters. The disturbance centered in the Gulf of Maine this evening is expected to move northeast to lie south of eastern Newfoundland by Monday evening. As the disturbance approaches, winds will diminish to light and become strong northwesterly with its passage. Visibilities will remain poor on Monday in rain, mist, fog, and snow, changing in the northwesterly flow to snow flurries. Marine interests are advised that gale warnings are in effect for Bankero Bank and Cabot Strait. Small craft are warned that winds of 20 knots or more are forecast for all coastal waters. CHNS weather. Extensive fog with a few showers or periods of drizzle tonight. Monday overcast with a few showers. Strong northwesterly winds Monday afternoon and evening. Low tonight and high Monday in the 30s. Outlook for Tuesday, mostly sunny. Right now the winds are calm. Barometric pressure 29.26 and falling. Humidity 100%. It's 37 degrees at CHNS.
The music sounds best on CHNS.
The music people.
Lucy, put on your dancing shoes. Just once more, please. That's Alan Schick from CHNS. CHNS Music Time 110. And for all those girls causing mischief on an April Fool's morning, at Sheriff Hall this morning, Midnight Cowboy.
Some dreamy music for some dreamy Halifax Haligonians and Dartmouthians this morning from CHNS, the Midnight Cowboy.
CHNS, the music's on us.
At 14 minutes past 1 o'clock on a Monday morning, this is Ringo Starr and Oh My My. Ringo Starr from the Super 96 and Oh My My, taking a look at CHNS Sports in the World Hockey League, Toronto 5, Los Angeles 4, New England 3, Quebec 2, that's an overtime score, Cleveland 4, New Jersey 2, Minnesota 5, and Houston 2. For CHNS Music on April Fool's Day, these are the Stampeders and Oh My Lady.
Oh my.
Stampeders from CHNS and Oh My Lady.
Nova Scotia election 1974. More than 150 people working together to provide you with the most up-to-date minute-by-minute election returns next Tuesday night. Hello, this is Peter Rockman, CHNS News Director. Here at our Election Central and in all returning offices around the province, news people will be filing the results of each election constituency as the votes are counted. Trends will be plotted. Candidates, both the victorious and the defeated, will be heard from. News editors who have spent the entire campaign following the parties and their leaders will make some interesting predictions. And the people who voted will have some interesting comments as well. Join us, CHNS, Tuesday, April 2nd, for the Nova Scotia election 1974. CHNS, first with all the news.
From CHNS, as you drive down South Street, listen to CHNS weather. Extensive fog with a few showers or periods of drizzle tonight. Monday overcast with a few showers. Strong northwesterly winds Monday afternoon and evening. Low tonight and high Monday in the 30s. Outlook for Tuesday, mostly sunny. Oh, let's hum along with Luke Christie. Beyond the blue horizon. Blue Christie. Oh, I love that song. Beyond the Blue Horizon from CHNS. CHNS. Music time, 27 minutes past 1 o'clock. This is Flood and Cousin Mary. CHNS, Flood and Cousin Mary.
CHNS means music. The more you listen, the better it sounds.
CHNS, with more music than you want to believe. On a Monday morning, 1:30 with Don and Knock Three Times.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Right on the pie.
That's Don and Knock Three Times from CHNS. And now CHNS listens to you.
The Woodlawn Recreation Association annual meeting will be held April the 3rd at 8:30 p.m. at the Penhorn School. The election of officers will be held at this meeting. This announcement has been presented because CHNS cares.
CHNS means music.
CHNS and Dave Innes with Cliff Edwards, Carpenter of Wood.
Upon the floor of a humble carpenter shop.
CHNS, that's Cliff Edwards and Carpenter of Wood.
Make your business brochure more effective with clear, attractive pictures. Your printed advertising will be more impressive, will do a better job for you if you illustrate it with a vivid picture or two. Before you plan your printed advertising campaign, consult Maritime Photo Engravers. You can depend on first-class pictorial reproduction when the work is done by this Maritime firm. For sound advice about the use of pictures in your brochure, advertising pamphlet, or publication, contact Maritime Photo Engravers in the Herald Building in Halifax. Telephone 422-9334.
CHNS Music Time, 24 minutes to 2 o'clock, and the CHNS I Care Award today goes to Dennis Shaw of the Church Projects Committee of the Church of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations, Dennis, from CHNS. This is Cher Bono.
The Fortune Queen of New Orleans.
Miss and Dark Lady. Good morning to Newcastle, New Brunswick. From CHNS, you're tuned in to CHNX Shortwave, 6130 kilohertz on the 4949 meter band. Gilbert.
When the evening is over, put your head upon my
Sullivan, happiness is me and you all together.
The music's on us.
When you were young and felt no strain, and life was nothing but a game.
Strange, ain't it good when
To Daryl this morning, Pepper Tree and Love is a Railroad. CHNS weather, extensive fog with a few showers or periods of drizzle this evening. Monday overcast with a few showers, strong northwesterly winds Monday afternoon and evening. Low tonight and high Monday in the 30s. Outlook for Tuesday, mostly sunny. Song for Patti Page, Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte, from the movie with the same name, by the way, from CHNS. Dave Innes and CHNS reminding you that full election coverage will be yours to enjoy at the Super 96 Tuesday evening, so make sure you tune in. This is TSOP from CHNS. get it on, we'll try to get down. That's T-S-O-P from C-H-N-N.
93,
slowing the pace down just a bit for a Monday morning with the bells. He was me, he was you, and he liked everything that I did. Enough rain in Nova Scotia as it is. Anyhow, the bells from CHNS. He was me, he was you. Take a bath with Bobby Darin.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah! Rub, dub, dub, relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. When I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrapped a towel around me and I opened the door. And then a
takes.